New research today sheds light on a question that's been kicked around ever since the massive change in the nation's welfare laws in 1996. How will it affect the children? As Congress debates whether to require more welfare recipients to work longer hours, a study in this week's journal Science may surprise people on both sides of the issue. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
Andrew Churlin and his colleagues followed 2,400 poor mothers and their children over 2 years. It wasn't always easy. One-third had no phones. To track them down, researchers returned to the same neighborhoods in Chicago, Boston, and San Antonio, sometimes five, six, or seven times. Churlin is a welfare expert at Johns Hopkins University. He says the findings just published are not what most people expected.
If you go back to 1996, the opponents of welfare reform were saying that it was going to do awful things to children. And at least in the short term, we haven't seen those things. On the other hand, the supporters of welfare reform were telling you that welfare reform was going to be great for children. It was going to be a benefit to them. And we don't see that either.
To their surprise, Churlin's team found that when a mother leaves welfare, it doesn't seem to make much difference in the life of her child, one way or the other. But that's not necessarily good news. Churlin suspects it shows the problems of poverty run so deep that not even a change of income makes a big difference.
It may not have had an impact for some families just because they had to deal with more serious daily issues, such as a child or a mother with a serious illness or somebody with serious depression or violence or substance abuse. It may have been for some families welfare reform wasn't the biggest thing in their lives, even though it got a lot of public attention.
The researchers studied two groups of children that most need a mother's supervision: preschool kids 2 to 4 years old and young adolescents from 10 to 14. They were given intelligence tests and checked for behavior problems. One group whose mothers went back to work seemed to have less anxiety, the 10 to 14-year-olds. Lindsay Chase Lansdale of Northwestern University is the lead author of the new study. She says it found that when mothers of young teens work more hours of the day, they carve out more time to be with their kids after work and on weekends.
They cut down on social activities or sleep or leisure or that sort of thing. When they went to work, the time apart increased by about 4 hours. But at the same time, they cut their time apart during non-work hours by almost the same amount. So in fact, it was a wash.
Sharon Hayes is a sociology professor at the University of Virginia. She did her own study for a new book, Flat Broke with Children. Hayes spent 3 years hanging out in welfare offices. She found success stories, women who made it off welfare and into good jobs. And she found families who paid a high price. She thinks the conclusion of the new study makes sense.
The fact that it comes out neutral, it seems to me, is actually measuring just how complicated it is.
Hayes writes about women like the one she calls Sally, a 26-year-old mother of two young children. Sally got a job at the phone company and moved well above the poverty line. But more typical, she says, was Teresa, a mother of three. The welfare office helped her get work as a bill collector, but that job lasted only 3 months. Teresa then found a lower-paying job at a fast food restaurant, but went into debt, paying for childcare and other expenses.
She is a perfect example of the large group of former welfare recipients who are moving in and out of low-wage jobs. Some of them will make it. Larger numbers will not.
One unanswered question is how women like Teresa and their children will fare now that jobs are harder to find. The new study in the journal Science tracked mothers in a period when the economy was strong. The researchers want to keep their study going to see if the same neutral results still hold. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.